Vengeance is Mine by Mickey Spillane. The guy was dead as hell. He lay on the floor in his pajamas with his brain scattered all over the rug, and my gun was in his hand. I kept rubbing my face to wipe out the fuzz that clouded my mind, but the cops wouldn't let me. I couldn't think. I couldn't remember. I was wound up like a spring and ready to bust. All I could see was the dead guy in the middle of the room and my gun. Somebody grabbed at my arm and hauled me upright, and the questions started again. That was as much as I could take. I gave a hell of a kick, and a fat face in a fedora pulled back out of focus and started to groan. Maybe I laughed. I don't know. Somebody said, "I'll fix the bastard for that." But before he could, the door opened and the feet coming in stopped all the chatter except the groan, and I knew Pat was there. He didn't sound friendly. "Of all the damn fool times to be drunk. All right, Mike, get up." "Good God, do you have to go off the deep end every time you get tangled with a dame?" "She wasn't a dame, Pat." "Okay, she was a good kid, and I know it. There's still no excuse." I said something nasty. I said it twice until he was sure to get it. "Shut up. What do I have to do? Smack you in the teeth with the fact that you weren't in love with a woman that got killed until you finally catch on that there's nothing more you can do about it?" There were two of them. "All right, forget it. Do you know what's over there?" "Sure. A corpse." "That's right, a corpse. Just like that. Both of you in the same hotel room and one of you dead. He's got your gun and you're drunk. What about it?"
"Damned if I know."
"You'll be damned if you don't."
I looked at Pat, my pal, my buddy.
Captain Patrick Chambers, Homicide Department of New York's finest.
He didn't look happy.
He shoved the chair under me and took one himself. "I want all of it, Mike, every single detail."
I looked at the body on the floor. "His name is Chester Wheeler. He owns a department store in Columbus, Ohio. He's got a wife and two kids. I met him in 1945, just after I got back from overseas. He was a captain in the Air Force then. We were in Cincinnati during the time when hotel rooms were scarce. I had a room with twin beds, and he was sleeping in the lobby. I invited him up to share a bed, and he took me up on it. We got drunk together in the morning, split up in the afternoon, and I didn't see him again until last night. He was here on business. I ran into him in a bar, and we had a great reunion. We changed bars about half a dozen times. I bought a bottle, and we finished it after we got up here. I think he began to..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?